fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first show of 2008. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 6th day of January, 2008. Welcome to the show. Got a lot to talk about. We're going to have Professor McCanny as a guest in the second hour. That's always a lot of fun, and this will be a very special interview. Every interview with Professor McCanny is a special interview. I've been in contact with Major Ed Ames, U.S. Army retired, about being a guest the second or third week of January. It's not a firm date yet. He, of course, is well known for his work initially in military intelligence, my old branch of service, with remote viewing. He continues to be heavily involved in remote viewing. I'll be in touch with Jonathan Gray, the archaeologist from New Zealand, about getting him back on the show sometime in the not-too-distant future. And it's going to be fun. Well, we've got a lot to talk about, a lot of things going on. And, of course, this is a live call-in show, and the call number is 800-313-9443. I was doing my homework before the show, and came across some interesting articles on Steve Quayle's site, the Q-Files. Story number 2 is fascinating. It's posted anonymously, although the people who posted it, they claim to know the true identity of the Norwegian
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of January 2008. For you new listeners, I have a website. You can see my photograph. Look at my bio, see what I've been up to these past 40-something years. I have been a private investigator, criminal investigator, homicide detective, security advisor these past 35 years. Prior to that, U.S. military intelligence, U.S. Army Special Forces, a tour in Vietnam with psychological warfare, 6th Special Forces Group Airborne, 12th Special Forces Group Airborne. All those military assignments, I was an intelligence analyst. So I've done a lot of things, and much of my work has had been serious work with serious consequences, to say the least. Also, on my website, you'll see services and products that I offer, some which were pretty routine, like discount airfare, tours, and cruise. Basically the same as Expedia and Travelocity, except you'll be getting it from me and helping me. And I'd appreciate that. Identity theft insurance for prepaid legal, that's good stuff. A little bit of peace of mind. And, of course, my proprietary products, especially my article, No Need for Panic. I'm having a bit of a problem right now on my website with PayPal. I don't know what's going on. It won't process. But Otherwise, we take American Express, MasterCard, Visa. Excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat. When this happens, I don't have a sneeze button. I just have to hold the microphone away. I'm not a cougher. This is probably a smoker. This will happen more frequently. Anyhow, check out the website, thelibertyman.com, and you'll be glad you did. Looking at these news stories again, photo of the day. This is at Steve Quayle's website. This is our world map detailing the major weather events the past 12 months. It's a fascinating thing. Now, moving on to Republic's website, some interesting articles. One is has to do with TSA, the Transportation Safety Administration, and a new program they've got called SPOT. And I think I may have lost Skype just now. No, I didn't. We're there. Okay. I hear these tones, ladies and gentlemen. It really concerns me. Screening passengers by observation technique, SPOT. Apparently, I've taken some of the TSA personnel, maybe all of them at this point, I don't know, and trained them to look for small changes in your facial expression based on them chatting with you about your upcoming trip that you're about to take. And if you have the wrong facial expression, maybe you've got hemorrhoids or it's some other painful condition going on, ingrown toenail, you will give the facial expression that will require you to be screened a second time. Isn't that special? Another thing on the Republic website, a new flu vaccine made by an outfit called Acambus, I guess it is. And they're talking about how wonderful it is and how you can store it for a long time and how it's good for any and all flus. Well, they're welcome to it. I've never had a flu vaccine. I will never have a flu vaccine. Thank you very much. A dear friend of my wife, who's also a chiropractor, basically had her life ruined because she took the swine flu vaccine it's been 30 years ago. Essentially ruined her life. And I know other people who've become deathly ill from various flu vaccines over the years. And of course, there's documented cases of flu vaccines killing people. Not for this cowboy. Thank you very much. Last but not least, on the Republic website, a story about what was published on CNN's health section of their website, an article recently published in Health Magazine. And get this, ladies and gentlemen, they're saying that pizza, ice cream, and hamburgers are great for your waistline. Oh, come on, give me a break. That's, you know, what are these people smoking over there in CNN? Nobody with an IQ above room temperature believes that. You know, but there are people who want to hear it, I'm sure, and would like to believe that it's true. We've got our first call, John from Tennessee. Are you there, sir?
Hello, John. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, two things. First of all, you were talking about flu vaccines. I haven't taken one except one that was forced on me in 1975 or 6 by the United States Air Force, the swine flu.
If you refused it, they would have court-martialed you.
Which a lot of people died. I had a friend that died because he took the swine flu vaccine.
That's exactly what I was talking about.
My reason for calling you today, John, I am getting ready to purchase a new handgun, and I'm looking at a 1911. I was wondering if there's enough difference between a Colt and a Kimber to justify the price, and whether or not there would be a gun that you would prefer over a 1911 45 ACP.
Well, for concealed carry, I like the cut-down version of the 1911. The full-size 1911 is a really big chunk of steel for most men to carry, or women, as far as that goes. These compact versions, however, is what I prefer for carry. Now, the Kimber has become the Rolls-Royce of 1911 pistols, obviously, and they have a lot of features. and they're highly desirable, and they're excellent, and they're well-made with good materials, and so on, and so on, and so on. Colt, however, is mostly a basic pistol, and they have some compact versions also of the 1911s, which will perform quite well and quite reliably and probably shoot as accurately as you're capable of holding it, John.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, at the distances we're talking about, which is typically going to be from 3 to 21 feet away, you know, we're not talking about shooting 10 cans at 50 feet. We're talking about stopping an adult aggressor from 3 feet to 21 feet away. You don't need a whole lot of accuracy, and a Colt will perform quite well in that regard. And of course, the Kimber is the Kimber. It's just the top of the top when it comes to a factory-made pistol. It's as close to a handmade pistol as you're going to get from a factory.
What would you think? I've come across a very reasonably priced Mauser 38 ACP. Made the German Mauser. What would you think about that? Is that enough stopping power?
That 38 ACP is it's an underpowered cartridge, quite frankly. It doesn't have the stopping power that I would look for. Compared to a 45, it's probably closer to a 9mm as far as stopping power, and 9mm is just totally inadequate, in my opinion. I've carried a 9, and I think I'm down to just one 9mm in my collection at the moment. But when I was practicing with a 9 on a frequent basis or competing with it, I would always use a double tap, two rounds.
Right.
At a minimum. With a 45, you don't need to worry about a double tap. It's just not necessary. With a 9mm or 38 ACP, you need to practice a double tap because with a determined aggressor, a full-size adult man with the normal strength of an adult male, you're going to need a double tap with a 38 ACP or a 9mm at one minimum.
Well, would you mind me asking you what you carry? You say a cut-down 1911. Can you give me a little bit of specifics on what John Moore carries?
Well, I'll just have to take it out of my holster here and read the side of the pistol to you. A Daytonix Mark VI.
And the barrel is what, 4 inches, 3.5?
Oh, it must be, I'm going to say about 3.5 inches.
All right, well, you've answered my question.
Daytonix is a hand, you know, I don't know if Daytonix is back in business or not. They went out of business, they've been back in business. I think they may be back in business at the moment. They've had some corporate problems trying to get back online, but they were the first. Daytonix was the first cut down 1911 back in the early to mid 1980s.
Now, do you know what that gun weighs?
Say again.
Do you know the weight?
It's heavy. It's a heavy chunk of steel. I'd have to look it up. I'm going to say 30 ounces at least.
Okay, so that's about 8 or 9 ounces less than a full size.
Right.
I appreciate it, Mr.
Because,
Moore.
Because of the less weight, they have not one, not two, but three recoil springs coiled one inside the other.
Okay, so you don't have any problem chambering
around. A lot of my pistol students don't have, mostly women, don't have the upper body strength to even rack the slide on this thing.
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, John. Anytime.
All right, bye-bye.
Your call number, thank you, you're welcome. The call number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. We got to get your questions in before Professor McCanny gets on so that we don't cut into his time. I was talking to a freeze-dry guy the other day. He took my shipping address. He's supposed to be shipping me some things. And freeze-dry guy, if you're listening, I'm still waiting patiently. But one of the great things about being a radio talk show host is you get to meet these advertisers and develop a relationship with them and get to know these folks and become friends. And freeze-dry guy and I get along really good. We think very much alike. We share some common military heritage. Some of the things we did, we both served in the same unit at one point, although we didn't know each other at the time. spread out in different parts of the country. Freeze-dry guy has, and we will talk more about the freeze-dry guy after the break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is John Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of January, 2008, first show of the year. Before the break, I was talking about my friend, the freeze-dry guy, and part of anybody's total preparedness program, obviously, is a stock of food. Minimum 1 year, in my opinion. 2 years is better. 3 years is better than that. When you start stocking up high-quality freeze-dried food or dehydrated food, you're going to be spending some money. Thousands of dollars, potentially. You better do your homework. You need to find out who's got the best quality, who's got the best price, and who includes shipping in their price. Your homework. Check out the vendors and figure this out yourself. You will conclude, you'll come to the same conclusion I have, that freeze-dry guy meets all that criteria. And he's not threatened by my suggesting you check out the other people first. He's not threatened by that at all, because he knows that when you do your homework and you do your comparison, you'll find out this is the guy you want to do business with. His website is freezedryguy.com. His toll-free number is 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. You call Freezer, I got you. You may talk to the boss, and he'll help you put together a long-term storage program for you and your loved ones. Customized it for their age, sex, activity, and so forth, their health. And you know, all these things will be taken into account. We've got a caller on hold here. And if I scroll down, John in Wisconsin. You there, John?
Hi, John. How you doing? This is John from Wisconsin.
Good.
Good. When you started your show, you cut out a very interesting article.
Yeah, and we had a technical difficulty.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Very interesting article about the Norwegian politician talking about underground bunkers and stuff.
You've read it.
Oh, yeah, and I have.
You read it.
I've read it, yes.
Okay.
And it's very, very, very interesting. So,
well, up to a point, the original article is pretty much in complete agreement with everything I know. He goes on to talk about the trains underground and how they're being powered. That's new information to me. However, I've been studying this stuff long enough to understand that I don't know everything.
Right.
And yep. I sometimes get word from some of these engineers that are working on various government projects about new methods of energy and propulsion. I know for a fact that Boeing is looking into anti-gravity devices right now. I do know that for a fact.
Very interesting.
So the things he describes in this article, and ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an article posted on Steve Quayle's website, Story of the Day number 2, about the Norwegian politician and the underground shelters. I know better than to just throw something out the window because I don't understand it or I haven't heard about it before. I know better than that. It's just foolish to do so. Just incorporate it into our base of knowledge, John, and run with it, you know?
Yeah, it's very interesting because I was one of the people that lived in Colorado Springs at the time when those people that fled the Cheyenne Mountain Complex. I don't know if you're aware of that.
They fled it? You're talking about in the late 90s?
Yeah, you know, some of them took early retirements and stuff. You know, they just left.
Well, I have some personal knowledge about that. It wasn't just Cheyenne Mountain, John.
Right. It was what?
There was a, and if we're talking about, I think it was about 1998, if I remember correctly.
97, 98, right in there.
Yeah, right in there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a chaplain whose name I'm blanking out on. I've got his name in my phone book. An
Colonel
Army chaplain.
Colonel Jim Ammerman? Yeah.
Ammerman. Colonel Ammerman. I've interviewed him before on my other radio show before I was with Republic. Mm-hmm. Colonel Ammerman reported this widely, and then I had some personal insight into it also. There were at least dozens, possibly hundreds, of military people. Typically, they were connected to the intelligence community, our field grade officers, major and above, typically colonel and above, and their families, just gone. I mean, gone. Them, their children, their adult children, their parents, just gone. Beginning about 1998.
See, I've
never been able to find out where they went. But we do know that.
Go ahead. Well, I knew a girl that lived downstairs from me that was the major, and she knew about that. She worked in Cheyenne Mountain, and she said that they were given classified briefings about these things that were going to come. And now she's out now, and she lives in southern Indiana, and she told me, John, you got to get out of Wisconsin. You're going to be partially underwater. But she lives in southern Indiana where it's going to be safe. But she knew some of these people, and she told me the same thing that Jim broke, that they just took off. So.
Well, this young lady is telling you the same thing that's in my paper, No Need for Panic. The U.S.
Right.
Navy and other parts of the government, they're fully aware that Wisconsin's toast.
Right.
You know,
yeah. And I live right by Lake. I live by Lake Michigan, but I did live in Colorado, and I'm going to be probably moving out back there in about 2 years. So, unless this stuff
comes earlier. Well, Colorado's a harsh place to try to grow food.
Right.
You have a very short growing. You know, the military's out there, the government's out there, but they're not going to be growing anything.
No.
They stockpiled all their food.
Right. Well,
hold on. After the. We'll, you done?
Okay. Yeah, hold me over.
Okay, hold over. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 6th day of January, 2008. We're visiting with a man who's living in a state that will be underwater in the not-too-distant future. John, are you there, sir?
I'm still here, John. Yeah, I live high up in a bluff here by Lake Michigan, so I don't know if that's going to be lakefront property, but it probably will be. And we were talking about Colorado. It is harsh there. Also, I was scouting out northwestern Iowa, if that would be a good area to settle there. If, I don't know if that would be okay to grow food. I'm trying to get the girl, the future wife, to move down by the Ozarks, but she's scared. She thinks the odor's hillbillies and stuff down there. And I says, no, it's...
Yeah, none of us have teeth, and we marry our sisters. That's what we do.
Right. So, you know... you know, you say Wisconsin's going to be underwater, but, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in western Wisconsin. It almost looks like the Ozarks, and I just wonder if people are going to be safe up above the bluffs and the hills out there. You know, I don't know if you've ever been in that part of the state.
Which part of which state again?
Wisconsin, the southwestern part. It's got all, like, hills and bluffs. You think you're in the Ozarks. It's not all flat land there.
Well, yeah. It's... The Navy says Wisconsin's toast, and it may not include southwest Wisconsin.
Right.
I will look at some topographical maps to see how high above sea level you are. That would be my first thing, would be to look at some good topographical maps.
Yeah, they are pretty well up there, but I'm sure the Mississippi River, and I saw the floods back in 93 when the Mississippi River flooded over, so that just gives a taste of what's to come. I'm probably going to head down to Ozark, scout it out. I just got to get the future wife to say, hey, these people are not mean down there where you're at. So,
they're just people. I've traveled all over the country, and they're just people. We tend to be a bit more independent. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of not only American flags flying from flagpoles, but POW flags. In my neighborhood alone, I would say nearly half the homes have POW flags in addition to the American flags. And that's a statement. Flying the POW flag is a political statement. And it means something different, slightly different to everybody. To me, it means, quote unquote, never trust anything the government says.
Right.
That's what
the
POW flag says to me.
Right. Well, John, it's nice. It was an honor talking to you. I used to call in talk shows, and I'm getting back into it again. So you'll probably hear from me in the future.
Well, I look forward to it. I want to hear if there's any more updates from this woman in Indiana who used to work at Cheyenne Mountain. We want to hear about it.
I do keep in contact with her if you're another friend, and he's from Colorado. She married a guy from Wisconsin, and she warned him not to live up here. So.
Well, good for her.
I mailed her that article, hopefully I'll hear something from her soon. So.
Good. Well, thank you, John. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, John. Nice talking to you, and happy New Year.
Okay, thank you. And happy New Year to you and everybody. Okay, we got another caller on hold. John from Tennessee, are you there, sir?
John, first of all, thank you very much for allowing me to come back on. I heard a little bit of the conversation regarding bunkers, and I don't know if you're aware of what's going on here in Nashville with the governor's mansion. Have you heard anything about it?
No, I haven't heard. Give us an update. I haven't heard a thing.
Okay, it's a home, the governor's mansion, that no governor has lived in about 50 years. It's valued at $900,000.
It's just used for ceremonial purposes?
Right, and the current governor, John, is attempting to put a $19 million addition onto the governor's mansion, but it's below ground. It's two stories below ground, supposedly an area that will support up to 5,000 people
Is that inside the city limits of Nashville?
Yes, it is.
Well, if they follow the ordinances of the city of Nashville, they should have building permits and blueprints on file in the
engineer's office. You, myself, and another gentleman we understand a little bit of what's going on here. We have named it Bredesen's Bunker, and he's a paralegal. He's real good at filing papers. He has since filed a lawsuit with the state of Tennessee to get an injunction because this blasting, it came out in the news the beginning of December. Blasting was to begin, John, the 28th of December. Now he's got it on hold. What's amazing is, you know, you're talking about Tennessee is limestone rock.
Right.
You're talking about blowing a hole. If you're familiar with Belle Mead, it's a high dollar area. It's like Beverly Hills, California, it's like Beverly Hills in California. It's the neighborhood that Al Gore lives in. But what this is, who knows? When you're talking about bunkers and you're talking about this other article, and I wish you'd tell us where that was at. Where they're
we'll
able to support how many people underground? In 98, people disappeared with their families. You know, is this possibly something that the governor of Tennessee is putting in place to take care of elected officials? Or is this, I mean, who knows what the use is going to be of this thing?
Well, here's what you do. You go to City Hall, go to the engineers, the planning and the building permit people, and they'll have, unless they've figured out some way to keep it out of the public domain.
We've already got the blueprints.
Okay,
and
there's specifications
the
also.
News. Well, yeah, but there's no exact dimensions. It's what it is a floor plan. The blueprints, they were going to start blasting, John, and the blueprints haven't even been produced yet, but they were going to begin the blasting. So whatever this is over is something that they feel is extreme, in my opinion, and I'm just a truck driver from Tennessee,
yeah.
But to them, this is something that's urgent. If you're going to start blowing a hole in the ground before you have blueprints.
No, they got the blueprints. They just haven't been filed with City Hall yet. They're architects. The engineers, engineering that goes into a project like this, it takes at least a year for an architectural engineering firm to put together blueprints, unless it's some kind of cookie cutter where they're taking blueprints from another project. If it's a new project with new blueprints, it takes the engineers about a year or two from the time they decide to do it until they're ready to start breaking dirt. So you can be very, very assured, John, that the blueprints do exist, even though they're not on file at City Hall. But what I expect you'll be seeing when you finally see the blueprints and engineering specifications will be they'll be specifying post-tensioned concrete. That's that's an industrial construction technique used for bridges and dams and parking garages, things that you really want to have a lot of strength and a lot of seismic resistance.
Well, John, there's two ways, one way in and out, and you can, well, two ways.
I doubt that. There's going to be another way.
According to the floor plan, there's an elevator from the governor's mansion, and then there's a staircase from the governor's mansion. Now, this thing is equipped, John, with an argon fire suppression system. So talk about 5,000 people in an underground bunker and let the argon go off. You got about 30 seconds to evacuate, or you're all dead. I mean, this makes no sense.
Well, the argon might be restricted to a power room, for example, some kind of equipment room, or where they've got batteries.
It's set up in
and sealed. The argon might be sealed off from the rest of the complex. You wouldn't need that in a normal living area. That's a bit overkill for a normal living area.
Well, I just think there may be something sinister behind it, to tell you the truth.
Well, it's obviously a lot of money, and any governor would probably have access to what we're talking about concerning rising ocean levels, abrupt climate change, and so forth.
Well,
good.
As you get
more information, John, just let us know. Keep feeding us more information.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, sir. These projects, ladies and gentlemen, are taking place all over the planet. Now, the article we were talking about appears on Steve Quayle's website. That's Q Files. Q is in Quebec, on the Q Files, and it's story number two about the Norwegian politician talking about the bunker complexes, underground cities, essentially, in Norway, built to accommodate, he says, about not quite half the population of the country. He made a claim that Norway has not quite 5 million people. I think he said 4.6 million. And these sheltering systems could accommodate about 2 million people. That would be huge. That would be massive. I don't know how to comment on it any more than to say that's what the man says. So take it for what it's worth. It doesn't cause me to do anything I wouldn't be doing otherwise. And it shouldn't be causing, this kind of information shouldn't be causing you to do anything that you wouldn't be doing otherwise. And John from Wisconsin talked about the young lady who used to work in Cheyenne Mountain. That's just more confirmation from an independent source of what we already know. And what we know is the final evacuation of people chosen by our government for continuity of government, that final evacuation begins in 11 months and ends in 23 months, the evacuations which, of course, are already taking place. If you're a new listener, you haven't heard this before, put this in Google, CIA in Denver. Just put that in there, CIA Denver, and you'll find mainstream stories talking about the CIA moving half of what they've got, their entire domestic division, from Langley, Virginia, which is maybe 100 feet above sea level on a good day, to Denver, which is 5,000 feet above sea level. You can't move that many people, their families, their pets, their household possessions, and keep it secret. You just can't do it, as much as I'm sure they would like to, at a cost of $20 million, by the way. And the reason they're doing it, the first story they've kind of dropped saying it, they said they were going to break up the old good old boy network that's existed in the CIA for so many decades. Now they're just saying, quote-unquote, for operational reasons. And give me a break. You know, $20 million to move these hundreds of men and women, their children, their household goods, all the way from Langley, Virginia to Denver, Colorado, for operational reasons. You have to duplicate. Before these people move, everything they've got in Langley has to be duplicated in Denver. All the workspace, the telecommunications, the computer systems, and so forth have to be set up and waiting and ready to be occupied by the people making this move, as well as the logistical nightmare of moving all these people and their possessions. What a nightmare. And there are people who are charged with doing this. That's their responsibility, is the logistics of all that we're talking about here. Fascinating stuff. We have Professor McCanny coming on board here at the top of the hour, and anybody calling in during his time, I would appreciate it if you would focus on what Professor McCanny is talking about. That'll help things go a lot smoother. And we've got Dan in Minnesota. Are you there, sir?
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, just one comment for the caller from Wisconsin. I live in southeast Minnesota. Northeast Iowa is very good for farming and growing and foods or whatever. So
yep.
The other comment, I joined you late here, but is there anywhere, basically, the CIA is moving for global warming and flooding of our country? Is that what they're worried
about?
Right,
they're moving because of abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels, right.
Okay, and I do have a question. Is there anywhere online that would have some information about all the parts of the country if this happens? Would be, in essence, could possibly end up underwater, you know, with 50
well,
foot eyes, or, you
my,
know, or...
Here's the answer to your question. Glad, funny you should ask that question. I've prepared a map. I've showed it to three U.S. Navy submarine veterans who've all seen the actual Navy classified map showing what areas will be underwater when these oceans are finished rising. And that map's included in my article. That's available at my website. No Need for Panic is the name of the article. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's a hand-drawn map that is based on these three men who don't know each other, who were interviewed at different times in different places, all directing me where to put the lines on the map. Basically, all the coastal areas, East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, and including the Great Lakes, are all going to be severely damaged and take a lot of hits.
I grew up in Iowa.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I grew up in Iowa, and if I remember, I think we're actually, and I live in Minnesota now, but I think Iowa, most of the state is actually, you know, not very much above sea level, you know, as far
it's,
as water.
It's not. I'd have to look at a map, but yeah. My recollection is the same as yours. Iowa is a fairly flat place. And how high it is above sea level, I have to refresh my memory. But
yep.
You know, I'm sure somebody's probably doing a Google search while we're talking here and will give us a heads up. But I'm gonna guess 300 to 500 feet above sea level is what I'm going to guess without having looked at a map.
Okay.
So
That's all I had. I'll look at that article, and thanks for taking my call.
Okay, you're welcome, sir.
Have a good afternoon.
And thank you. It was Dan from Minnesota. Yeah, I can look up that on Google myself here, or if we have a listener who's looked it up, do a quick Google search, and tell us how high Des Moines, Iowa is above sea level. That would be a real helpful thing. Okay, I'm doing that right now. The internet is so wonderful, and it's hard to talk and do this. Maybe I shouldn't be doing it. The focus of this show, of course, is preparedness. We talk about preparedness. We talk about spiritual preparedness. We talk about acquiring skills. We talk about health occasionally. The host before me, he was doing an excellent job, by the way, of reminding people to drink 2 quarts of water a day. I don't get to do that every day. It's hard to incorporate that in my lifestyle. But when I know when I do, that I feel better. And it's just your body has to have 2 quarts of water a day, and it'll do a lot better if you do that. Okay, elevation. Well, the Des Moines is 955 feet above sea level. That's a little bit higher than I expected. That's not too bad. In fact, that's pretty good. So that's a good thing. And, of course, that's just a quick look on Google to see what is going on there. A break coming up. We got a few more minutes before Professor McKinney comes on. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. I've got an advertiser's announcement here I need to make for Republic Broadcasting, and here it goes. We have a sponsor here at RBN called SFR, Sierra Foxtrot Romeo, that provides more power to your automobile. SFR has been the leader in air pressure technologies for over 20 years. SFR manufactures fuel additives, products for automotive and industry to improve performance and extend equipment life. SFR will provide you with a free bottle when you purchase a bottle at the regular price of $9.99. And, of course, they have a money-back guarantee, which includes a money-back guarantee on the shipping also. They have a toll-free number, 888, looks like 873-7371. I say again slowly, 888-873-7371. And as they say, what are you waiting for? We were talking a moment ago before the break about Des Moines and how high it is above sea level. There's another thing to consider, and that's how close you are to 12 million hungry people from the metropolitan Chicago area. I haven't looked at a map. I would want to make sure in my preparations that I was at least a tank of gas or more. A tank of gas typically is going to be 300 to 400 miles for most vehicles. 300 to 400 miles distant from a place the size of Chicago. And that would be at a minimum. At a minimum. Or have a good natural barrier. I've got the Mississippi River between me and Chicago, and I think I'm right at 375 miles or so from metropolitan Chicago. And I'm comfortable with that. That's one of the problems with the Appalachian Mountains. Even though they're quite safe in terms of being a good distance above sea level, and in that regard, they are very close. The Appalachian Mountains are very close to probably, I would say at this point, 50 million people between Washington, D.C. and Boston. That's basically become one large city. From Boston to Washington, D.C. has become one large city of 50 million people. You really don't want to be very close to that many people who would become refugees. You really don't, in my opinion. Do what you like and do what will suit you. Well, coming up near the top of the hour, we'll be bringing Professor McCanny on board soon. Hopefully he'll remember to call in. I know he's a busy guy, and he looks forward to his Sundays off, and he graciously takes some time out of his downtime to come in and visit with us every few weeks. I would like to have Professor McCanny on at least once a month, no more than 5 or 6 weeks this calendar year of 2008. You need to go to his website. There's a link from my website and listen to his radio show this past Thursday, the 3rd of January, excellent radio show. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. And take about an hour and listen to his show and become a regular listener of his show on Thursday evenings. Once you get to the website, you can figure out how to get there and listen to that. It's an education. All his shows are archived, by the way, and you can listen to them anytime, just like you can my shows. I have a number of listeners who only listen to the archives because of their scheduling situation. When we come back from the break, I'll be introducing Professor McCanny, and hopefully he'll be there and ready to rock and roll for about a one-half-hour interview. Break coming up, top of the hour break. Stay tuned, and we look forward to talking to Professor McCanny here in about 5 minutes. Stay tuned.
Since 1990.